Before we move on, I just would like to take a moment to mention the passing of Barbara Bush. We've all heard it in the news. We've seen it on TV and everything. I was a huge fan of Barbara Bush. I thought she was just great, and she was a fantastic first lady, and she was feisty, and she was funny, and she was smart. And I really was just a massive fan of hers. And she was 92, so she lived a nice long life. Got to see her husband and her son be president. And did so much for literacy in this country and everywhere, and such a proponent of that, even when she wasn't first lady, before, during, and after, she was a proponent of that. And she was just a really, really wonderful person. And, you know, God bless her, and she passed away. And, you know, the thoughts and everything are with the Bush family and the friends. Barbara Pierce Bush, former first lady, died at her Houston home Tuesday after a long struggle with congestive heart failure and pulmonary disease. The down-to-earth matriarch saw both her husband and son win the White House, and she was 92. Family spokesman Jim McGrath announced her death on Twitter at 6:37 p.m. Central Time by saying, "A former first lady of the United States of America and relentless proponent of family literacy, Barbara Pierce Bush passed away Tuesday, April 17th, 2018, at the age of 92. Now, I don't know if you guys read about, you know, because she refused more medical attention and said, "No more, I'm just going to go home and I want to be with my family." And you know how she spent the last couple of days of her life? Did you hear about this?
How's that?
Her whole family was there and she drank bourbon. She nice. Just kind of sat. She was with her family sipping on bourbon, 92 years old. That's the way to go, man. You know what I mean? That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing. She was always one of my favorite first ladies. I think she was classy and just so good and smart. And I didn't vote for either of her. I didn't vote for her husband or her son. But, you know, I really respect the fact that they were such a, you know, she was fiercely loyal to her son and her husband. The tax, she spoke out against everybody who spoke against George H.W. with the Read My Lips thing. But when he raised taxes, she spoke out against people who didn't think that we should have gone into Iraq when, you know, when her son was in, supported Jeb throughout his entire political career. A family woman who loved her sons and loved her husband. And she was just great, man. She lit up the room every time she came in. I thought she was just great. One of the best first ladies of all time and respected by everyone. This is from George W. Bush. "My dear mother passed away at the age of 92. Laura, Barbara, Jenna, and I are sad, but our souls are settled because we know hers was. Barbara Bush was a fabulous first lady and a woman unlike any other who brought levity, love, literacy to millions. To us, she was so much more. Mom kept us on our toes and kept us laughing until the end. I'm a lucky man that Barbara Bush was my mother," he said. Former President Bill Clinton said, "She was fierce and feisty in support of her family and friends and her country and her causes. She showed us what an honest, vibrant, full life looks like. Hillary and I mourn her passing and bless her memory." So she was great. And, you know, she formed Barbara Bush Foundation for Family Literacy to fund programs that teach parents in low-income families to read and pass on the love of reading to their children. It was a cause of hers all the way up until her death. And she was great. So I just wanted to mention and, you know, send our thoughts and everything to the Bush family and her friends and everything. And she was just a wonderful, wonderful woman and just one of the best first ladies and one of the classiest women that's ever, you know, had that position. So anyway, rest in peace, Barbara Bush, 92. Nice long life, which is nice. But yeah, so she will be missed. A great woman. A great, great woman.